We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, the children of God.
We are the children.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Emily, and here's Karen.
Hi, everybody, and for the next two lessons, we're going to be talking about Joseph from the Old Testament.
He trusted in God and did great things.
But before we begin, here's a fun song for you to sing along to. It's about other people from the Bible who had God's help to do great things.
God can make you strong.
Standing on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. He faced a giant. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong. Standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
From Him in a test, His health, His home, His wealth, His family. The devil tried to win His soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong. Stand on His promises and live in His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
His people followed Him faithfully, and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong. Standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
A long time ago, there was a young man named Joseph who lived with his family in the land of Canaan. He was the great-grandson of Abraham.
Joseph's father, Jacob, loved Joseph a lot.
It seemed like he loved him more than Joseph's 11 brothers.
Jacob gave Joseph a beautiful coat of many colors.
Joseph loved the coat, but it made his brothers even more jealous of him.
Joseph bragged to his brothers twice that he had dreamed that things would bow down to him.
That just made them even madder, and they thought the dreams were ridiculous.
Now, you probably don't have as many brothers as Joseph did, right? Do any of you come from a family of 12 brothers?
No.
No?
Nope.
Do you ever feel jealous when it seems like your brother or sister gets something that you don't get?
Yeah. One time my dad took each of the kids in our family out one at a time, like for an afternoon or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that that's what he was doing. And he like kind of took me out one night. And then the next night he took one of my other brothers out. And I was like, why does he get to go out? And then he explained why.
Well, we should concentrate on what we have instead of what we don't have. Being jealous can really make us do things that are not right in God's eyes.
Joseph's brothers were still jealous of him, though.
They didn't believe that God might do something special with Joseph.
And since they were still mad at him, they did something terrible to him.
When their father wasn't with them, they threw him into a pit and left him there.
One of Joseph's brothers, Reuben, had planned to come back later and bring Joseph back to his father.
Before he could do that, the other brothers had sold Joseph to some people who were traveling to Egypt.
And the brothers got Joseph's beautiful robe, and they killed a goat, and they dipped the robe in the goat's blood. And they took the robe back to their father Jacob, and he thought Joseph was dead. Jacob was so sad, and no one could comfort him. But Joseph wasn't dead. God had other plans for him. He was taking Joseph to Egypt.
When he reached Egypt, Joseph became a slave of a man named Potiphar.
And if you read the story of Joseph in the Bible, you'll see that Potiphar really wasn't mean to Joseph. In fact, he made Joseph head over the household. But one day, Potiphar's wife tricked Potiphar into believing that Joseph attacked her. So Potiphar sent Joseph to prison.
While Joseph was in prison, he met the man who used to be the chief baker and the man who used to be the king's cupbearer.
A cupbearer is someone who tastes the drinks before the king to make sure that someone is not trying to poison the king's drink.
The cupbearer and baker each had a dream. With God's help, Joseph was able to tell them what their dreams meant.
He told them that they would both be let out of prison soon, and the cupbearer would get his job back, while the baker would be killed.
Everything happened just as Joseph told him it would.
Later, the king had a dream that not even the wise men and magicians could figure out.
The cupbearer remembered Joseph, who was still in prison, and told the king about him. He told the king that Joseph could interpret dreams.
The king called for Joseph right away.
Now, we're almost out of time, so we'll have to leave the story right there. But we'll finish the story of Joseph next time. It's a long story, and there's a lot we can learn from it, right?
Yeah.
What have we learned already?
With God's help, Joseph told the men in prison what their dreams meant.
Joseph learned not to boast and brag about his dreams or the gift that God had given him.
He also learned to trust in God through hard situations.
That's right. And God is protecting Joseph, and God would take care of Joseph. And wait till you hear the rest of the story. It's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jess, for putting this story together for us. And we'll look forward to next time hearing the rest of it. And you've written a prayer for us now. Would you pray?
Sure. Dear God, thank you for the trials you send our way, such as the ones you sent Joseph long ago. Please help us to learn to trust that you will help us through those trials and use us for your plan. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Try trusting God like Joseph this week. And join us next time for the rest of the story.
Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside. Beside you, trust. was in his sight. Trust in the Lord, and all you do, the Lord is there beside. Precious in his sight. Trust in the Lord, and all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and he will show you the way.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you want to write
snail mail,
address it to Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094. You can also email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit our website at www.karenandkids.com.
Or give us a ring at 1-800-527-5522.
Join our kids club and get a surprise sent to you.
Here's another song for you.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house, building a home. Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house of the Lord. We join our hearts, we join our hands to build this house of the Lord. Well,